Let's just focus on Amazon Prime, our friends over there, their great pregame show, because I don't know if we're on during the pregame show or the real open to the game, whatever.
I don't know what that is either, and I don't know if I can even record it. Like, do they keep a record of this? Like,
well,
I'd like to be able to go back and see
it. It's right there.
What do you mean?
Like, if you open your Prime, it says watch live or start fresh.
From the beginning of the pregame show?
Always. Yeah, always. It lets you.
Okay, well, if that's the case, that's good.
Why, you really want to see Ryan Fitzpatrick and who are the guy? Andrew Whitworth.
Richard Sherman's still on there?
Yeah, right?
And Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez,
greatest tight end of all time. If only it was a tight end. I don't think that's actually a bad group. I think Fitzpatrick's pretty good. I think Sherman, despite all the stuff that went down with him in the last couple of years, is not bad on that show.
Is there anybody more Teflon than former Seahawks? I feel like Sherman and Marshawn Lynch do all kinds of crazy stuff, and everybody loves them.
Right, yeah.
They just
Lynch.
Get away with it.
Yeah, Lynch's was, yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, they both kind of get a pass. It's weird. I don't know about that. Anyways, we were asking the question. Speaking of guys who need passes, there's an update to this story. We didn't get to this yesterday. We'll do the question about the who has more to prove later. I want to get to this Patrick Pass story right now. Patrick Pass surrendered to authorities on charges of assault on a person over 60 years old, causing bodily injury and disorderly conduct, according to the North Providence Chief of Police. Pass was booked, and this just happened, like yesterday, I think. Pass was booked on the charges, arraigned and released on $10,000 bail after a warrant stemming from an investigation into the alleged incident was issued for his arrest. This all was said in a news conference yesterday. Officers responded to a report of an assault at the workout facility in North Providence on August 28th, found that an elderly victim, 82 years old.
Jesus, 82?
Suffering from injuries to his lower back. The chief of police alleged that Pass shoved the man, causing him to fall to the ground after an apparent argument over a piece of exercise equipment. What piece of exercise equipment?
What would Patrick Pass and an 82-year-old man?
That's exactly what I'd like to know.
What do they share?
Any machine has like 10-pound plates or 175-pound plates.
Right.
Like you could both use it.
But the 82-year-old guy, I mean.
I think you guys are missing the point.
No, I'm not missing the point.
He shoved down an 82-year-old man. This is like Pedro Martinez or Manny Ramirez.
First of all, allegedly. And second of all, I am not missing that. That's obviously the headline here. It's just a little weird that he was arguing with a very old man about a piece of equipment. That's just, I don't know. I find that weird.
And the old man is the one who was cleaning it, seemingly being courteous. Is that?
Well, here's what the chief said. He said, Mr. Pass was in the vicinity when the victim came over to use that piece of equipment. He started to wipe it down. A verbal confrontation began, which escalated to Mr. Pass pushing the victim to the ground. When asked by WJAR-TV, Pass said, look at me. Do you think I'm going to do that? Really? Please. Come on. First of all, great defense.
Plus, you're a big jack dude. Do I think you could push down an old man? Yeah.
I think you probably could, yes. Please, come on. I have better things to do than to try and assault someone. I don't know. I don't love that. I don't love that alibi.
And I also feel like
come on. Come on. Me? No,
there's probably video evidence.
There's definitely video evidence of happening in the gym. Yeah.
And
100% we'll know
so
if he did it or not.
Based on that description, Patrick Pass was either still on the machine or just getting off, and the other guy came over and started to clean it, which old people do.
The other guy has walkers coming over. Like,
and old people like to do that.
Sonny.
And probably said, oh, you don't clean the machine when you're done? And then, you know.
How about a wipe there, Sonny?
It's not bad.
I mean, come on. Patrick Pass, get it together, man. I mean, we'll see what actually happened. Innocent until proven guilty, but I mean, geez.
So do we think the man faked it?
The 82-year-old man faked getting assaulted by Patrick Pass. I don't know. I mean, anything's possible, I guess.
You know, if you get sweaty and want to take your shirt off, that'd be just fine.
That's what I thought of when he did that voice. Absolutely. Good call, Jackson.
Anyways, we'll see. We'll see if there's another update to this. Obviously, he's going to get his day in court.
$10,000?
$10,000 for bail.
So if I push an old man down in a gym, I got to come up with $10,000 or I'm going to the pokey?
I guess, yeah.
Huh, good.
Why
to know.
Are you planning to do that? Or?
No, I'm just saying stuff happens.
Hey, there's this old guy at my gym I don't really like.
There was an old man at the gym one day that was a dink.
Really?
Like, I was in the middle of something. He's like, oh, can I do that? I was like, well, you want to work? And he's like, no, I need it or something. And I was like,
you've been getting bullied at the gym by 80-year-old men?
My biggest problem with
the
old 80-year-old guys...
80-year-old men at the gym are a bit presumptuous. Yeah. They think it's their territory.
They do. And they also... My biggest problem with old guys at the gym is they just let it flop around in the locker room. Oh. It is... They
okay,
have no...
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's just the truth, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Old guys are the worst.
Way
about
too
that.
Comfortable.
It is just out there.
They put creams on places that I don't need to see.
Yeah. And they do it. They made a whole big show. Like
they do.
They got
legs
up on the thing.
They do.
Come on, man.
It's like the older and grosser you get, the more comfortable you get just everybody seeing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show. Well, what other one
we're better than that. I meant general locker rooms. Usually.
There's old men getting naked and rubbing stuff on themselves?
No, but usually the linemen are the ones who are more comfortable, like the big fat guys just walking around with nothing, like throwing a towel over there. Usually the fit guys have like towels tightly wrapped around them, and you're like, that's weird. Why is the fat guy so
comfortable?
Yeah, now
here comes Albert Hainsworth, and he's just, you know.
Now, to be fair, the towels are also too small generally for some of those fat guys
probably
to
why,
fit around.
They need those like sumo towels.
And women have no idea about any of this.
Well, you know, probably,
weird.
Probably for the better.
Because women generally cover up. They have their own shower, their own stalls. Like, the locker rooms are just different. It's not like this big room with 27 shower heads and all the dudes just hanging out.
I don't know what the women's locker room looks like, Andy.
I've always been told.
Andy clearly says.
No, I've always...
Andy's like, I'll tell you, let me tell you one thing I don't like about...
I was like a janitor
women's
once.
It's really hard to drill little holes through the wall and peep at them. It used to be much easier when I was younger, and now it's very difficult.
Jack wagons.
Just don't like it anymore. 617 says, this segment really went...
off the rails.
So who you got tonight, Pats or Jets?
Yeah, really. I wasn't even planning on any of this, and here we are.
It's
here
Patrick
we are now.
Pass. I believe he played for both of these teams. Didn't he play for the Jets later in his career?
Oh, did he?
I'm going to look it up and see if I can tie this all together with
him
a nice
him
bow.
And Wiggy, right? They were about around the same era. They both Wiggy played for the Jets.
Oh, Wiggy definitely did.
Wiggy was drafted by the Jets.
He was drafted
by
the
Wiggy
right,
was
yeah.
Jets before Patriots.
Patrick Pass was on the Giants.
Ah, Patriots
Giants.
I knew it. He's played... No,
he
not.
Was on that 07 Giants team. The
not
the Super
in
the
stadium... Nothing.
Do you think he knows about his impersonator? Do you think he knows about that guy?
Oh, has to.
Yeah?
Has to.
Do you think the impersonator's taking this news really hard? Like,
he's changing his Twitter name.
Right?
To different former Patriot fan.
I no longer... Getting a bunch of hate mail from old guys now.
Yeah, he's Kevin Falk now.
Can't be associated with that kind of action.
Yeah, yeah.
It is pretty bad.
I mean, it's not good. It's not good. We'll,
but
see. We'll see what
I
happens.
I mean, maybe the old man... Can I say it?
Had it coming?
Yeah.
Billy Lanny said that about the Manny guy. You know, he said just get him the tickets. Like, what are you arguing for?
I feel like that's a little different.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know.
But.
It's kind of right. It's your job to get tickets. You're the traveling secretary. Get the tickets. What are you arguing with him for?
If the guy had done the same thing and he's 32 years old, is it okay to shove him down?
I guess.
It is?
No.
I mean, I feel like it should be
very,
the same line.
It's very unprofessional.
Although, when you're old, you're technically a protected class.
That's true. And 82, I mean, that's definitely your way,
you
know?
And you could kill the man.
Yeah.
If he just falls weirdly and he's dead, now all of a sudden you got, like, manslaughter or attempted murder.
Yeah.
Whereas, I think the WEI afternoon show official stance should be violence is always bad.
Yeah,
right?
Violence is bad. You shouldn't push old people. I think that's probably a good thing that we should have, yeah.
Huh?
We shouldn't encourage people to hurt the elderly. I don't think
that's... Well, do you throw hands a lot there, Andy? I don't see you as a fighter.
I haven't been in a fight in forever.
Yeah, me neither.
But... I mean, I sometimes think the threat of violence is fine.
The threat is fine.
Yeah.
Just don't actually do
people
it.
People need to be a little fearful.
Yeah. It's like, hey, Grandpa, get off my machine. You don't actually go and slap him, you know?
No.
Yeah.
But when I get to be 80, maybe I will.
That could be. But then you got to worry. You hit him first. Even if you're an old guy, you hit him first.
Yeah. If you live that long, you really kind of deserve to be any way you want to be at any point, really.
That's how I kind of look at it. I tell my wife that all the time. When I get to the don't give a you-know-what phase and... The waitress says, "How's your meal?" It actually sucks. I hate it. Because don't you always, like you say, it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
You never say.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when I'm going to or when somebody cuts you off, I'm just going to T-bone them and be like, what are you going to do, take my license away? I'm going to be dead soon.
Yep.
I don't need a license.
We have a call on the line about this very topic. Kim is in Newton. Go ahead, Kim.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hello, Kim.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was calling because, as I'm laughing about... The old men with their feet on the counter putting creams in places.
Yeah.
I thought I would share with you guys a little about the women's locker room.
Oh, by all means. Thank you. Yes.
It actually is the exact same way.
Oh.
The older and larger they get, the more gross things that are happening in there, oh. And the more they let it all hang out. And I have a little boy who's 6, and I can't send him into the men's locker room alone yet. And so
you got to bring him in.
That's
the ladies,
always
yeah.
a fun adventure when I bring him in, and he's staring at all the 8-year-old women letting everything hang everywhere.
Wow, so, they're just like us. Kim, thanks for the call. It was very educational. I appreciate that. They're just like us.
Well, that's good to know.
By the way, we're only age shaming, not body shaming, so it's okay if they're large or whatever. We're making fun of them for being old. That's yeah. what we're going for, right?
And
now.
Showing parts that no one really wants
that
to
too,
see.
Yes,
young
right.
or old, but certainly not old.
You're big, you're going to the gym, you're trying to work on yourself.
Yeah,
you
know? I have full
no
respect for that.
But if you're old, we're going to make fun of you.
Yeah. I don't need to see any of that. Yeah. I don't even really want to think about it.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. We've been talking a lot about how offense is down in the NFL.
Have we?
Yeah.
We've been talking about a lot of other stuff.
We've been talking about that all day long, baby.